Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Thanks for visiting our exhibit here at the technology convention. We're here to show you an effective way to allow your customers to scan their own products and pay for their purchases. Please take a look at our new line of barcode scanners. I bet you've experienced long lines of customers and slow service on busy days in your store. Well, our new devices can solve that. Customers can scan and pay for goods themselves more quickly and easily. Now, I'd like to give each of you a pamphlet that describes our new products in more detail.
Number 71. What product is the speaker selling? Number 72. What does the speaker say the product will help avoid? Number 73. What will the speaker do next? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Alexander Knight on WPIK Talk Radio, and you're listening to What's on the Menu, the bi-weekly program about local food and eating out. Our special guest tonight is Priscilla Nichols, the owner of the popular Italian restaurant on 12th Avenue, Primo Pasta. Priscilla is here to explain more about a special project she's involved in. She is one of several local entrepreneurs funding a new culinary school that is scheduled to open in Los Angeles later this year. And she'll be offering scholarships to several promising young chefs in our area. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Priscilla.
Number 74. Who is Priscilla Nichols? Number 75. What project is Priscilla Nichols currently involved in? Number 76. What does the speaker say Priscilla Nichols plans to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all passengers waiting to board flight 035 to Toronto. Due to strong winds and heavy snow, your flight will be delayed for a minimum of 1 hour. Your luggage has already been loaded onto the plane, and we will be ready to go as soon as the snowstorm stops. Don't go too far. Gate 12 has several amenities. If we're lucky, you may be able to board the plane sooner than expected. I'll keep you informed about any changes to the situation, so keep listening. We appreciate your understanding.
Number 77. What has caused a delay? Number 78. Why does the speaker say?
Gate 12 has several amenities.
Number 79. According to the speaker, how can the listeners receive more information? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following broadcast.
You're listening to Radio Rockdale, and now it's time for your local news. Yesterday, a project to clean up Thorpe River started. The river has grown polluted over the past few years, and the City Council has finally decided to address the problem. The waste management firm, Assange Corporation, was selected to lead the cleanup efforts. Several firms bid to do the work, but the contract was offered to Assange Corporation after it promised to complete the task without taking any payment for the work. The City Council is hoping to build new homes on the banks of the river once the cleanup is complete.
Number 80. What happened yesterday? Number 81. Why does the speaker say Assange Corporation was selected? Number 82. What is the City Council hoping to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following tour information.
Good morning, everyone. It looks like we'll have beautiful weather for today's hike through Thurston Forest. My name is Sonia, and I've been studying the plants and wildlife in the area for 15 years. So if you have any questions, just ask. We'll start off at a fairly quick pace, but once we get further into the forest, we'll stop frequently to admire several gorgeous waterfalls and some truly stunning views. The trail ends near the small town of Beverly, so we'll have lunch there. And if you enjoy today's hike, please leave a comment for us on our website.
Number 83. What does the speaker mention about herself? Number 84. According to the speaker, why will the group make frequent stops? Number 85. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do on a website? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Killian. This is Jessica Lowe. We met last week about the apartment on Market Street. I'm calling because I haven't heard back from you about receiving my deposit for the lease. I recently started using a new bank account, so I'm wondering if that might have caused a problem with my transfer. Anyway, I would really appreciate an update. I'm living back at home right now, and, my parents are moving next week. Just call me back at 555-3210. Thanks.
Number 86. What is the speaker calling about? Number 87. What does the speaker say has changed? Number 88. What does the speaker say?
My parents are moving next week.
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. The final thing to discuss at this staff meeting is our team bonding policy. The concept behind this new program is to encourage all of you, our employees, to build better relationships and improve communication with one another. We feel that the best way to do that is for staff to join company-led clubs. Therefore, we have organized clubs for bowling, badminton, and hiking. If you sign up to join any of these, you'll receive a gift certificate for Darcy's department store. To sign up for a club, you'll need to add your name to the sign-up sheet. I'll post that on the notice board right after this meeting. Number 89. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 90. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 91. What does the speaker say he will do after the meeting? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hey Mustafa, it's Donald. I'm calling you to discuss the event to celebrate the launch of our new range of washing machines. We need to make sure that everything is organized so that it's a success. For example, the product displays, the live music, and most importantly, thinking back to the disappointing launch earlier this year for our new microwave line, how we're going to attract enough consumers to our store for the event. Don't forget what happened in March. Anyway, I'm planning to visit our headquarters this afternoon to speak with you and the other marketing managers in person. Let me know what time you'll be free for a chat.
Number 92. What is the message mainly about? Number 93. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"Don't forget what happened in March"?
Number 94. What is the speaker going to do this afternoon? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following news report and weather forecast.
Locals are excited for the upcoming Pottsville Community Yard Sale, which is returning for its third year. Held outside at Lakeview Park, the event gives everyone the chance to sell secondhand clothes, old tools and equipment, or even handmade crafts. And for shoppers, it's a great way to meet others and buy some truly unique items. If you're interested in attending, you can visit the city website to see a map of the vendor layout, which is updated daily as new participants join. As for the weather, our streak of rainy days will be over by then, but there still won't be any sun all day, so be sure to dress warmly.
Number 95. What event is being described? Number 96. According to the speaker, what can the listeners find on a website? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which day is the event being held? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and pie chart.
Hello, and thanks for coming to this meeting. As you read in this morning's newsletter, preparations for our new West Coast office have progressed faster than we anticipated. We'll actually be able to open it soon. However, we still need to hire a lot of staff to fill all the positions. To solve this problem, the Board of Directors has decided to buy out an independent web publisher in the area to absorb its workforce. The small website we've chosen currently holds 15% of the Western region's market share. This is the perfect size for our goals.
Number 98. According to the speaker, what was mentioned in the company newsletter? Number 99. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which company may be acquired?